Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Yay. Today is rapid fire, and you're going to ask me some rapid fire questions. I'm going to tell you my answers. Let's talk beauty, philosophy, life, and life hacks. So, rapid fire. These are some questions. Beauty to me is... Da, 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 da. What is beauty to me? It's a sense of fun and light and curiosity. It's about the glow you get from pleasing yourself. And the older I get, the more I realize I don't care about anyone else's version of beauty. And I actually like my quirky face. And I'm really here for individuality and just maintenance of vitality. That is what beauty is to me. It's vitality. Okay, what's the greatest thing about aging? Actually, the greatest thing about aging is not giving an F. I don't give an F about aging. And I've become so strong in my opinions, so confident in who I am. And I feel like that has taken like the last 50 years to achieve that. But once you really reach that point, the best thing about aging is self-confidence and the understanding that you're here on this planet to just be a happy creature and please yourself and find meaningful interactions that make life worthwhile. Okay, next. I feel most beautiful when? I want you guys to answer these questions for yourself too. It's like a good end of year zoom out. I feel most beautiful when I have really fresh, dewy, glowy skin. I don't have an ounce of makeup on. I have freshly washed hair. I'm sitting and reading and like intellectualizing and really pondering life with someone I really care about. And that's when I feel most beautiful, when I'm myself. Okay, what is the one beauty move that's hard for me to master? Well, makeup. I think I'm a bad girly girl. I really can't do my hair very well, and I'm not great at a cat eye. These are things I need to practice. But you know what? I also realize that I don't really enjoy wearing makeup and probably has toxic chemicals and impurities for my skin. So I'm all about a natural aesthetic there. But that's one thing I need to practice, a good blowout and a good cat eye. Okay, with the beauty treatment I love the most to get on the regular. That is easy. It's microneedling with topical skin boosters. And these days I alternate between polynucleotide skin boosters. Sometimes I'm using Microtox, my special rosé facial. That is my absolute favorite for dewy, glassy skin. I love, love, love it. Okay, beauty treatment I can't live without is, I say, collagen stimulators. That's the one thing I can't live without. If there was a desert island product that I needed to take with me to maintain vitality and beauty, what would it be? Collagen biostimulators, and that means all my favorites. The ones you haven't heard about that are coming from Asia are incredible. And the ones we have here, Hyperdilute Radius, Sculptra, polynucleotides from Toscani, those are my favorite. And I'm really a fan of platelet-derived growth factor with Ariessence, PRP. Collagen stimulators are everything. Okay, what is a beauty treatment I think is worth splurging on? I definitely love the idea of splurging on once a year, kind of major overhaul where I look at my upper face, mid face, lower face, and I'm treating myself in all those zones with some immediate filler and then some collagen stimulator. And then I'm doing a full face laser resurfacing. Low grade for me because I have pigmentation, but that is something that I would much rather do than buying a $2,000 purse. That treatment right there is going to keep me strong, sexy, and beautiful for the next 20 years. Okay, a beauty product I always have with me. My amazing lip plumper. Every single lecture I go to, every time I want to look good in a picture, it never fails and people always say, oh, I love your lips. That is my lip plumper. And next up is, what is the beauty hack I've learned from some of my influencers? Okay, this is a good one. Actually, my influencers have taught me a lot of beauty hacks, but the best and most important thing is how to pose in a picture. This is my friends, the Navin twins. They've taught me how to pose to look skinny and angular and like accentuate my best features. And that was invaluable. Okay, my favorite Amazon find. That's fun. I have so many fun Amazon finds, but I love my Amazon travel bag, which I will definitely link for you guys. I'm traveling all the time in this bag. It unzips so you can store your shoes in the bottom. It's got a gazillion compartments for cords, cables, and makeup and medicines and everything, and I just never unpack it. You guys, you'll love this Amazon travel bag. And the biggest splurge that I first bought myself when I started realizing I was becoming more successful in accomplishing my goals. That would be like a beautiful Van Cleef set that I wear all the time. It's like, it's good for dressing up, dressing down. It's like some earrings and a necklace and makes me feel strong and powerful and confident when I wear it. And it's subtle. It's not over the top. And that's me. So there you go, guys. That's a quick, really rapid fire, all about beauty, all about me. I hope you enjoyed that. Think about big picture questions for yourself this year at the end of the year as we zoom out. I want you to think about yourself, your beauty standards, what you think is valuable to yourself, so much more important than what everybody else is doing and what's trending. And don't forget to find me every Tuesday for a longer podcast, and on Fridays, the 5-Minute Friday. We will see you at Beauty by Dr. K. Check us out online for all the amazing skincare. And it's the end of the year. There's Pink Friday and Christmas specials coming. So check out our website. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and stay so confident in who you are. Love you.